USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation after a Texas elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Another massacre. Uvalde, Texas. An elementary school. Beautiful. Innocent. Second, third, fourth graders. And how many scores of little children who witnessed what happened see their friends die as if they're on a battlefield, for God's sake?
The president also ordering flags to be lowered to half-staff in honor of the victims of the shooting. They will fly at half-staff until sunset on Saturday. Stay tuned to USA Radio News as the story continues to unfold. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Continuing coverage of one of our top stories, Texas Rangers say 18 children and two adults are killed after a mass shooting happened in Uvalde, Texas. The suspected 18-year-old shooter reportedly had a handgun and rifle and allegedly shot his grandmother before entering the school. Former FBI agent Maureen O'Connell says we're going to learn a lot about the suspected shooter soon.
We're going to see all kinds of things that should have potentially been addressed, and there are a lot of ways that those can be addressed.
Former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro says Uvalde is your typical small-town community.
Uvalde is a tight-knit community about an hour or so west of San Antonio, a place of a lot of hardworking folks, folks who know each other. Classic small town.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The White House insists the United States' policy on Taiwan has not changed regarding strategic ambiguity, even though President Joe Biden said recently that the United States will defend Taiwan with force if China attacks them. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News that President Biden's message is muddled.
The best way to deter a war over Taiwan before it happens is strategic clarity, to make it absolutely clear that the United States will come to Taiwan's aid.
A state's former top cop is finding herself in the big house.
The former attorney general of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat elected to the AG position in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. Kane was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Some millionaires are calling for higher taxes on themselves. The group known as Patriotic Millionaires is calling on the World Economic Forum to make it happen. Actor Mark Ruffalo, among the notables who signed the open letter saying, "Tax us, the rich, and tax us now." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.